On every episode of Desi Standard Time, we're spotlighting South Asian businesses. This week's spotlight is on Kishmish. Stay tuned to hear more.
Oh God, one more podcast?
Welcome to Desi Standard Time. I'm one of your hosts, Maz Khan.
And I am Maz Ali. You can call us the Mazes. So our podcast is dedicated to the South Asian experience, particularly through media and how it affected our upbringings, our current lives, and what we can foresee for the future.
Today we're going to be delving into a topic that is both fun, but also a little bit serious because of its undertones. Everyone's favorite dance move, the pelvic thrust.
Yes.
So I think before we get started, it's important to note, you know, for those who aren't as familiar with Bollywood movies, but I think this is a general stereotype and it actually holds true, is that there's a lot of dance and song numbers in any Bollywood movie.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. And with those dance and song numbers, you get a lot of different nuances. You get actors who can dance. In fact, some actors became actors because of their dancing abilities and how they were recognized through that. And then you have people who, you know, cannot dance at all. And that leads to a lot of hilarious situations.
They're also those are my favorite ones typically.
Right. And yeah. So like who are, just name some of your favorite dancers in general before we get into the actual movement that we call the pelvic thrust. Okay.
So generally speaking, the first couple of actors that come to mind, let's see, Prabhu Deva, Hrithik Roshan, I have to say Salman Khan, but like, again, it's a different genre that Salman Khan gives me, right? Hrithik is like a traditional trained dancer. You can even like, you know, box Prabhu Deva on that, but then Salman, and then we have folks like, I mean, go ahead and mention some, right?
Yeah, I mean
the same genre.
Those are probably the best. I mean, we have to always mention Govinda.
Govinda, exactly. Right?
And he really revolutionized what we thought of as good dance moves. I mean, guys who...
He's kind of like the Psy of India, right? The Gangnam Style dude.
Right, exactly. He's so goofy, but lovable. You want to pinch his cheeks.
Yes.
But he's also kind of making weird sex eyes at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice mix.
But for whatever reason, it's like, oh, it's okay. It's just Govinda. He's so funny. But it's like, bro, what is this guy doing?
Yeah. And probably, to go back, I guess, to being more serious, Shahid Kapoor would be a great example. I mean, this is a guy who was a backup dancer.
Yeah.
And then I guess someone...
In Dal. I saw him in Dal.
In Dal, exactly. Yes. And I guess someone saw him, you know, from the back and was like, whoa, that guy's kind of good looking.
Yeah.
And put him on camera. And next thing you know, he's, you know, taking his shirt off in Padmavat. And girls everywhere.
Put on 50 pounds of muscle and, you know, here we are today.
Exactly.
With some facial hair. We finally become a man by the age of like 44, something like that. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't think it's that old, but I'm just making throw numbers out there.
But those are the guys that really paved the way, I think, you know, as far as good dancers in the industry and really set, I think, the tone and an example for some of the guys who came later on. Now, I know you mentioned Salman, and I'm glad you did. And we also talked about Govinda. But in the 90s, there wasn't really this great dancer, good actor, stunning good looks combo. It was really just you were a good actor or you were just really good looking. And then dancing was just something that you kind of had to do. The girls could all do it. They were, you know, we had Madhuri on screen. Yeah. We had Juhi Chawla, who was a decent dancer.
True.
There were all these women, Sonali Bendre, Ravina Tandon. I mean, the list goes on. And they could all, you know, dance and hold their own. So then these guys pretty much, you know, they couldn't just stand there. So they had to dance. And then from that was born, I think, some of these really interesting moves like the pelvic thrust. Wouldn't you agree?
I would have to agree. So I think like when it comes down to it as an actor, like especially in like Bollywood and kind of what we've seen, you kind of have to have just the it factor, right? Like you kind of have to have that personality and this kind of just like Chichora kind of like raunchy slash like kind of griminess, which is like, you know, it's not like overt. Well, that's debatable for sure. But at the same time, it's like, it's kind of like it's charming. Right. And, you know, there have been many occasions where there have been some movies and some actors that have taken on roles where that has just gone completely overboard. And that's exactly what we want to discuss tonight, because that's the bread and butter of Bollywood for me, personally.
Right, exactly. And, you know, if we take Bollywood as a microcosm, it's definitely over the top. It's definitely very theatrical. And there's certain things that you're always going to find in every movie, right? There's going to be gratuitous amounts of, you know, in 2019, we'll say making out that you probably don't need. But it's there, and that's fine. You know, I'm glad we're making progress in a sense, but you have to accept Bollywood for what it is. It's a production. And
yes.
It's not necessarily there, not always at least, for storytelling purposes, but it's always going to entertain you. It's always going to tug at your heartstrings. It's definitely going to give you something to think about and talk about with your friends. And so, you know, coming back to the pelvic thrust, that's really where I think it came in, was these guys who weren't the best dancers, but they had to do something. And I guess naturally for them, that meant, you know, moving their hips in a thrust-worthy direction.
I want to say this. It started in, I want to say, the late 80s, right? Okay. We had like, or throughout the 80s, I mean, there was like a few actors, I think, like, you know, Bangali Babu, a.k.a. Mithun Chakraborty.
Right, right.
Disco dancer, like, he had a lot of that in there. He kind of brought that, I guess, panache of thrusting.
Yeah, and, you know, can I just tell a story? It's like, so...
Please.
Growing up, I mean, you know, we watched all these movies and whatnot, and Mithun was... I mean, I wasn't even born when Mithun was probably, you know, in his really big heyday.
Yeah.
And we would watch movies, you know, in the late 90s, and my mom would always say, "Are Mithun kya baat tha uske dance mein, uski was like jhalak thi." And I was like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as an adult now, we can go back and kind of watch some of those movies and videos. This guy was, you know, trash. Like, he was probably not a great dancer.
He was kind of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. He really had, like, these weird pseudo breakdance moves, I guess. And I guess no one had ever seen them before. And no one had really tried to be a dancer on screen as a male. So he was breaking the norm.
he is legendary because, I mean, disco dancer was iconic.
Right.
Like, that was huge. My personal story with Mithun is I have an older sister. So they, in the 80s and, like, you know, early 90s, they kind of grew up watching a lot of these, like, songs that, like, my mom would just have running around in the background, and she'd be writing all these movies. And so they just, like, kind of fell in love with all these, like, types of, like, songs, and they were really memorable. And it was okay, because, you know, my parents were like, okay, these songs, like, you know, are kind of suggestive, but it's fun if they're kids, right?
Right.
If they're kids watching this, we can make it fun, and they're going to enjoy it. So we just kind of kept, that was kind of, like, what we just would adhere to when we would, like, go back to Bollywood. We kind of, like, liked watching these types of, like, songs. They're just, like, fun, and but, like, you know, charming, right?
Right.
It's just funny, and it's just sheer entertainment at the end of the day.
Right. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think that there's definitely this nice, wholesome entertainment value to these guys kind of dancing and putting on a show. You know, Rishi Kapoor did it, too, in Om Shanti Om, another iconic song where no one had really seen anything like that. Mm. This guy who's just putting on this great big smile and dancing and kind of, you know, just being theatrical. So,
yeah.
I agree. I think it started in the late 80s. So continue. So you started with Mithun.
You had Mithun. You had Anil Kapoor. Okay. So in Ram Lakhan, okay, there's plenty of that in there. He had this other song with my personal favorite was the song that went, "Takte na din, takte na din, ye na teri hai, bum 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 bum, bum be meri hai." And he's like running around with a bunch of kids. He has an orange plaid shirt. And he's literally just shaking his butt with all these kids in the middle of the streets of Bombay, thrusting around everywhere. Like, they're just, like, wrecking havoc. They're in this, like, restaurant. The owner of the restaurant's like, "We're not going to serve you and your freaking 40 kids that you just rolled up here, like, casually."
Right.
So he just kicks them out, and then they start this dance. And he just starts, like, thumping around. And he gives an ode to himself with, he does his old, like, he does Ramla Kanandan, Eji Oji, right? He does.
Right.
He gives himself a shout-out, as well as Madhuri, and who Madhuri, actually... And one took off, Ek Do Teen, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
For the female side, that right. came out in the late 80s too, she gave a little preview of what was to come
right.
in the 90s as
but
well.
And again, I think at that time, it was acceptable for a woman to do pelvic thrust, right? There's always like this kind of the matak matak that women can do with their hips that quote-unquote guys cannot do
or
are not supposed to be able to do.
Yeah.
Now, as I know that you can dance. And, you know,
thank you.
You're
not too bad yourself.
Well, thank you. let's talk after this podcast.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things that I always thought that was kind of interesting was that guys are not supposed to be able to move their hips in certain ways
right.
in our culture. Mm-hmm. But then you go to maybe like a merengue class or a bachata class with, you know, Latin folks, and they're like, "Oh, move your hips like this." No. You're going to move them just like the women do.
Yeah, and I'm comfortable with it. Yeah,
exactly. And they embrace it. And I really think that that's something that we lost out on for many, many years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great. Madhuri is probably one of the best examples of a woman who can really move her hips however she wants. And our boy Mithun and
I'm just thinking of how like India like somehow just totally dropped the ball on this, right?
Yeah.
Like as if people were like, wait, what? Like that's okay for us to do. So then like we just like try to catch up from 0 to 100. It all came to a crash, like a screeching halt in the, like the 90s, where we just were like, okay, this is, we're gonna go balls to the wall now with this. Let it out.
Who do you think was the first choreographer to just look at the actor and be like, you know what I want you to do? I want you to grab her by the hip, and I want you to thrust into the side of her hip. Okay, just do it, and let's see how it looks. And then to see the end result and say, yeah, you know what? This looks great. Let's run with this.
Yeah. I feel like they almost, you got to admit, like, I feel like to a degree, blindly, they were kind of like following the trends in a way too. Like, I mean, in the 80s, we had Michael Jackson, right? Billie Jean, literally hip thrust, grabs himself in the crotch, does all that.
Of course.
And I think that's kind of what influenced, obviously, Prabhudeva. He's the Indian Michael Jackson, right?
Right, right.
He made that cool. I think when they might have been like, oh, so therefore, like, you got to be a certain somebody to be able to pull off, like, a cool hip thrust and be like, that's tight. Oh, right. He looks sick, right? Prabhudeva is one of the very few blessed men in this world from the subcontinent that can do that, right? Right.
True.
So maybe they were trying to be like, you know what? This hip thrust is always going to land. It's always going to hit no matter who is doing it. But I must say, it might have been a slight oversight to be doing that to, let's say, one Govinda, one maybe even like Saif Ali Khan, people like that. They're just like, oh yeah, it's going to work with everybody. Right. No, that's not really quite the case.
Right. So that's, I love that you brought up Saif Ali because he's probably one of my favorite bad dancers.
Yes.
I mean, no matter what movie you look at, no matter what, whatever the song is, whatever the scene is, he's a terrible, terrible dancer.
Yes.
It's almost like his nose is getting in the way of his feet or something like that.
Yeah, he is, and he's like trying so hard. I think it was really, I feel like he kind of got away with it in the 90s as well. More so because the reason was like, oh, this is like crazy dancing, oh, hip thrusting here and this and there. But then I remember like in Dil Chahta Hai, like mm-hmm. I saw that.
Right.
And when he was like, you know, compared to like Akshay Khanna, Aamir Khan, who honestly, those two are not necessarily the best dancers either. Khan, incredibly stiff.
Aamir Khan is awful. Yeah. I mean, he remember Aamir Khan only came in like what we would just call straight up romantic movies, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about like Mann or Dil or like all these one name movies where
that's part of the contract, right?
And then he also had what was it?
Ishq.
Ishq. Yeah. Kamatik, Amatak. Like I mean, he wasn't dancing because he just couldn't. And he didn't try and didn't act. Amir's always been true to himself for the most part, right? Except for that what's that called? Where you had that little beard.
The soul patch.
The soul patch.
You can call it the landing dock, if you will, too.
The landing
dock. Or the landing strip.
No, I think landing strip is something else.
Yes.
So you're right. So in that movie, we got to see them side by side.
Yeah.
And even though he's next to two pretty terrible dancers,
yeah,
he somehow still stands out as
a pretty bad dancer.
Right. It's incredible. So, yeah. but him and I think Akshay Kumar are probably two of the best examples of the 90s, like, superstar phenomenon. Like, these guys who had everything else going for them, right? They're they're attractive. You know, we might disagree, but...
No, they're good-looking dudes.
They're good-looking guys, right? They had the hair.
They had the personality, flowing, clearly.
Clearly the personality. I mean, Akshay Kumar definitely oozed that, like, bad guy, but, like, good sense of humor... Like, personality, basically what in today's world would be called fuckboy. 100%.
1,000%.
Right? 100%. And then you have, you know, Saf, very similar in that regard. Mm. And then they're like, okay, you know what? All we're missing is being able to dance. We're going to fix that. And they go into it. They have these incredibly choreographed dances. And we'll get to some of these in a minute. But let's start with Akshay Kumar is probably his claim to fame, right? The thing that really launch-padded his dancing and acting career.
Yeah.
Tu Cheez Badi Hai Mast Mast.
Mohra. Yeah, no, that song, okay, so if you will, if I may.
Of course.
Right? That song was, first of all, okay, it was also a bigger hit. It became a huge hit because right out the gates, people were like, this is a remix to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's Maskalandar, right? We had all things Qawwali and obviously Nusrat's song, right? You know, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, tablas, harmoniums. In this song, we have literally nothing but a do-ragged Akshay Kumar, a Rastafarian Ravina Tandon with, like, dreads. This is already, like, what the hell is going on? And this whole, like, the whole setup of this song is, like, again, Akshay Kumar is a inspector. He's a cop.
Right.
And he's undercover with Ravina, who's, I believe, a journalist in the movie, I want to say.
I think that's right.
And, like, they are trying to uncover something. Anyway, so I don't even know the plot. The plot is so convoluted and, like, hilariously, like, complicated. I can't even begin to tell you where or what was even going on in that.
Right.
But yeah, nothing but hip thrusts galore.
Oh, man. I mean, it starts with her just gyrating her hips and make, like, honestly, the dance moves are so bad. And she's a good dancer. Ravina Tandon is a good dancer.
Yeah.
And we're just watching her do these awkward, like, her hands are up, her hips are gyrating. She's not moving with the music really in any way. I don't know what's going on. It was almost like they told her, hey, look, your co-star, he's bad, so we're going to need you to be worse.
Yes, exactly.
Because clearly we're a male-dominant society, and there's no way the guy can look terrible.
No. Yeah, I don't understand. There's literally moments where I think Akshay and all the rest of the dancers in select green and red attire are on the floor on their back, and they literally are on the floor just thrusting up in the air. That's very iconic. Ravina walks one way, turns around, thrust. Ooh, geez, a booty. It turns around, thrust. Very violent.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing. These thrusts are not just like subtle love taps. No. They're like, you need to know that my pelvis is next to yours.
Exactly.
And it's fun to watch, to be honest. It definitely is a little bit over, but it's fun to watch. And all I can really think about as I'm watching them is, what are they thinking when these dance moves are happening, right?
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's weird for us to watch now in today's day and age. You know, as kids, we didn't know any better. And I think that the 90s were just a weird time in general as far as what was appropriate and what was not. So now looking back at it, I mean, we show our friends who have never seen these videos before.
Yeah.
Don't really have a point of reference for Bollywood. And they're like,
yeah.
How was this allowed, much less okay, much less in entertainment? Like, exactly. You're laughing at some of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, and people grew up with what? Like, oh, I used to watch Lady and the Tramp. I used to watch, you know, Little Mermaid. I would say I grew up with Duchis Brihe Must.
I mean, that explains a lot about the South Asian experience, right? Like, our counterparts in the American education system are watching stuff like Dora the Explorer or whatever, you know, the show was back then, Barney, I guess.
Right.
And, you know, I have vivid memories of being a very small child, maybe like, you know, 5-6 years old, and our parents making us watch Shah Rukh Khan movies or Amir Khan movies. There's so many movies that I know I've seen when I was like, you know, a little kid, but I don't really remember what happened other than maybe like a few key, like I didn't remember much about Baziger. But I did remember him pushing a girl off the top of the building, right? I was like a kid. Like, there's no reason I should be watching that at that age. And but that stuck with me all these years.
You were trying to connect the dots. You're like, why did he do that? And then your mom would be like, shut up. We love Shah Rukh. And I'm like, oh, that's right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Just
let's continue watching this.
Just
now.
A quick aside, right, from this conversation. I mean, Shah Rukh can do no wrong. Yeah. No matter what he does, no matter.
His khandan bahut pyar karta hai waise Shah Rukh ko. Yeah. It's like,
okay. Oh, this girl is 40 years younger than him? Perfect. We love you, Shah Rukh. Yeah, you're always making right choice.
But then it was fine also because they're not going to also explain like, oh, they're an item or like, hey, little Maz. Like, they're not like they're a couple in the movie, but the parents kind of want to be like, oh, we don't talk about that stuff. So it's like, no, they're just friends.
You right.
Know, yeah. Good.
Right. Friend. So basically, you know, Bollywood songs provide a really interesting kind of perspective into just how they viewed the women and their relationship with men at the time, right? I mean, no matter what, we'll get into some of the more iconic hip thrusts in a minute, but, you know, no matter which song we're talking about or what move we're talking about, it always, almost always seems as though the guy is making something, some kind of inappropriate sort of move towards the woman. And it's almost like they told the woman, hey, also do something that looks similar so that it doesn't just look like he's humping your leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or humping
or like, the air or at react. You. Yeah, or react accordingly. So it's like making it like how any other normal woman would when
right.
a man is like gyrating his way towards you. And then they're what, just you don't like,
just love that?
Yeah, what? Oh my God. And then they're just like, oh, it's just act normal. And she's like, yeah, got it. Cool. Like, I'm going to be turned off and I'm going to try to run for my life. And so that kind of somehow almost like made it like, eh. That's fine. We're going to get away with this now. I don't know. Maybe we're just looking way too deep into this as well.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, I mean, let's talk about our two favorite bad boys in the 90s, Saf and Akshay.
Hey.
Together in a movie. I know this is one of your personal favorites, Main Khiladi Tu Inari. Which, I mean, if we were talking about this movie to begin with, this is the classic, like, officer/sidekick combo. And honestly, they couldn't have cast two better people, right? You've got Akshay with Kudos. with his like 100% I'm serious, but I'm going to make jokes while I'm serious attitude. Good looks.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you know, like he does his own action, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did it back then, but he does all his own.
He's no, like, Akshay Kumar is a martial artist.
Yeah. So
he did a lot of like he was like one of the first people I ever saw that did like a jumping split in the air, which is so freaking impressive.
Yeah. No, it totally is. I can barely touch my toes. So.
Yeah, exactly. He is super athletic as hell. So this song, this whole setup of the movie, Akshay Kumar, again, for whatever reason, is always a cop, always cast as a cop in the
Always night. A cop.
I don't know why.
I honestly used to think that he looked pretty good. Like, I didn't think he was a very attractive guy growing up, you mm-hmm. know, as, you know.
I loved Akshay Kumar.
Objectively speaking. But he always, like, he exuded police officer when he put on that uniform, that khaki uniform.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because he was in that movie, Khaki.
Oh, snap.
You're right.
Connecting the worlds.
Yes. Of course. But no, he always, he wore the hat really well.
He did.
Like, when, I remember when Shah Rukh put on, like, the pilot's outfit or whatever.
Oh, that's a just, very good point.
He just didn't really look like a pilot. He just looked like Shah Rukh wearing a pilot's outfit. But when Akshay puts on that khaki-colored, you know, police uniform from India, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
This guy's clearly not a Bollywood actor.
He owned it. Because I remember Akshay was like, you know, he was taller. He was like, you know, a little more broad-shouldered. Like, right. You know, he was, right. You know, like, right. Incredibly hairy chest, taco meat chest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, manly man of the 90s.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on the flip side of that, you have Saf, who is literally like this little kid stuck in a grown man's body.
Yes.
He's got like that kind of baby face going for him. So you already think like this guy's childish.
Yeah. He's like bright-eyed and just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm on set and I'm an actor.
You right.
know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, so it's almost, so, you know, in a way, you relate to him because you're just like, oh, there's this guy who's in the moment.
Yes.
And he's clearly just as surprised as we are to be in that moment. And he's not. I mean, he comes from an affluent family, Charmila Tagore's mom. So, you know, but he's very relatable. And he was so goofy. And so the interplay between those two in that movie, I thought was brilliant and really good. But then you get to the song. And I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about the song.
My God.
We've danced to it, me and you, at a wedding.
Yes.
So, you know, just watching the video and learning the different dance steps, we really got an inside look, and I would implore anyone who hasn't seen this video in a while to YouTube it tonight. And
you kind of have to get you kind of have to go there to fully commit to the song.
You really and please remember that these guys didn't know any better. I promise. So
I don't think so.
Talk to me a little bit about the various hip thrusts in this song.
It's like there's a lot of just sudden herky jerky movements as far as the choreography in this song. A lot of like. Head banging, a lot of like very rapid nods, and like my voice is like shaking right now, but because like, I'm actually doing it as I speak,
right?
I'm just trying to show, and yeah, but there's one point literally. I mean, first of all, the song's a banger,
right?
Right. This is such a fun song that I think a lot of people have like forgotten about when they hear it, they're like, oh my God, this song was the ish, and you know, they just recall all these memories that come like soaring back.
Right.
And it's actually like the song starts, it's like kind of respectable, right? Like it's just like really like fast paced, like, you know, dancing, and like, you know, it's just like they have a good like charm between each other. They have a good like banter.
Yeah, they play
and, like,
really well with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, like they're very conscious of like their roles as friends too, right? Akshay Kumar, I'm the Khiladi. Saf, you are the Anari.
Right.
And Saf's like, yes, I'm the novice, I'm the uneducated one. You, big brother Akshay, are the Killati, the player, the alpha right. in this
situation. 100% exactly how they viewed it, right? Like, mm-hmm. they were just like, oh, Akshay is going to be, like, the big boy on campus here.
Yes.
And Seth is going to be his little Padawan, if you will. Exactly. Right? And that's exactly, they played it to perfection.
Yeah. These two are literally different, as different could be. Like, really, like, in the movie, like, again, Akshay Kumar is an inspector, a, like, assertive, like, stoic, like, right. character. Seth Ali Khan's character in this song is a struggling actor who's, like, tired of being typecasted as a romantic love interest. So he's literally just trying to find something, like, different. He's like, I gotta, like, you know, start making my own destiny. He's pretty much Matthew McConaughey of India at that time.
Right, right.
That's what his character was, right?
He's hoping for the reconnaissance.
Yeah, the reconnaissance was, like, you know, just around the corner from him, hopefully.
Right.
So he starts surrounding himself with Akshay Kumar, who is this assertive gentleman who, again, different as night and day. And then suddenly they come together and they're just, like, talking about their, like, you know, collective horniness and how much in dire need they are of female companionship. And literally it's just like, it just completely,
it's an explosion.
It's an explosion. It's an
explosion. Yeah. And you know what's interesting about this one is we've talked a lot about how uncomfortable the women must have felt during these dance numbers. But this was a dance number between two guys. And, you know, there's a bunch of female backup dancers, but they really don't hit the spotlight at all. These guys, you know, they make moves towards them here and there, but it's nothing too egregious. Really, if I, you know, for lack of a better way to explain it, they're humping the air around each other.
Yes.
Repeatedly. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of, this was interesting to me because, you know, we've kind of framed this pelvic thrust movement as kind of uncomfortable, you know, mm-hmm. sexually. And it was indicative of how men kind of treated women, both, you know, within the industry and just how these roles were written in Bollywood during the 90s. But here we've got, you know, this song that's just like, oh, no, you had it wrong.
Yeah.
We really just like to hump.
and it's completely approved because when, like, they start singing the title, like, Me Killari Tu Anari, they literally are just kind of skirting their way forward, or Akshay Kumar is, like, scooching his way forward.
Right.
Seth Ali Khan is on the floor in front of him, rolling like a paratha
right.
in front of him. And then they reach the point where Seth Ali Khan is on his back. And when they get to the part of the climax of the song, no pun intended, right? Seth Ali Khan is literally thrusting and humping the air from the ground.
Right.
As Akshay Kumar is humping towards him. They're right. literally humping towards one another in unison. And it's completely out of place, out of line, and the last thing I ever expected to see.
Right. No, 100%. It's literally like an X and Y axis. And it's
burned in my brain. I saw this when I was 7.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. Some of this stuff is so scarring. And I honestly, like, you know, I hadn't remembered that exact dance move. I did remember the song. I did remember the crazy head twitching and whatnot.
Yes.
But man, when we watched the video and I saw them just humping the air.
Yes.
I mean, the best way to describe this is one guy's going up and one guy's going across.
Yes.
And if something was to be, you know, protruding from their pants for whatever reason, they would intersect.
Yes.
The true, it's truly mortifying mm-hmm. now that I'm thinking about it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Thank you for reintroducing that to my life.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
If I'm going down. You're coming with me.
It's crazy how pervasive this hip thrust kind of motion got into the culture, and these two are definitely two of the, like, most, I guess, guilty as far as, you know, really definitely going on the Mount over Rushmore the top
of, like, pelvic thrusting in India
for sure. I mean, they went over the top as much as anybody else, and it was entertaining. I think looking back, if you go back to the 90s mindset where nothing is offensive and everything right. is kind of allowed.
It's like, oh, we're just having fun. Yeah,
yeah, this isn't weird at all.
No.
But, you know, it colors. I worry about, like, you know, who was watching these movies. It wasn't just, where did they see? So we can kind okay. of understand some of the things that are accepted in our culture that maybe mm-hmm. wouldn't be so acceptable in the West, right? Like, mm-hmm. you go back to Pakistan and people are guys are holding hands. Right. And we think that's totally normal. But if you see two guys walking down the street in America holding hands, you automatically assume that they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just two guys holding their hands.
Oh, it's like friendly, yeah.
Right, right. Uh-huh. But in Pakistan, it's literally like, Pakistan, India, it's like, hey, hold my hand so you don't get lost.
Yeah. So, well, hold my hand so we can prove to the world that we are indeed friends.
Right, exactly.
They need to know.
So you know, I worry about people who are watching these movies who aren't Desi. They weren't from the subcontinent. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, is this what happens in India? Because, you know, we see things. I saw like Man on Fire and thought that Mexico City was just this like gigantic gang war. And then I went there and found out it was this beautiful place with vibrant culture and all this other stuff. So, you know, is that what people think about India and Pakistan?
Can I just say, it was always embarrassing that, like, you know, people at school, like this white kid named Bobby would be like, hey, you're Indian, right? Bobby's like, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, cool. And so you like Indian movies, Bollywood and stuff. I'm like, yeah. And, you know, Namaste America would be on Saturday mornings, right? You know, not just in our house, but it was on the local channel 8. So everybody got access to it. Bobby, who was one of the popular white kids at my school, actually came across Namaste America, and he got a full glimpse of what Maz Ali was, or what he probably grew up on.
Yeah.
And he was like, this explains so much, right? But then it worked against me, because he was just like, you guys are weird, and like, oh my God, like, you know, he was flipping out, and it was like, it was more like ammunition for him to, like,
of course,
take a dump on me, right? Right. And it sucked in my formative years. It was not not a good thing to happen.
Well, hey, at least he didn't pelvic thrust at you, so you have that going for you.
Yeah, I pelvic thrust at him.
There you go.
Exactly.
Fight the man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. In the meantime, you're going to hear from our spotlight today. So every episode, we're going to spotlight or highlight one South Asian-owned business or startup or just overall company or venture that is, you know, really making waves in our community. We think this is a great way for our listeners, you, to reach out and get some products that are made by and for South Asian folks. So take a listen and we'll be right back.
Check it out.
This week's South Asian Spotlight is with Zareen Abbasi, co-founder of Kishmish, a South Asian goods shop specializing in greeting cards and quirky gifts.
Do you guys smell that? Oh wait, you can't. But I can. And I smell the sweet, sweet fragrance of a gulab candle freshly poured by the founders of Kishmish. And we're lucky enough to have one of them here with us today. Zareen.
Yes, sense of the motherland. Glad you're enjoying it. The candles have been a huge hit with the aunties.
Ah, the aunties. Always making us a target, but finally it's our turn to turn the tables. So is this how this all started? To finally be accepted by the aunties who are always on a mission to degrade us?
More or less. Fatma and I are Desi, but we're also Muslims. And for years we couldn't find a dope non-generic Eid card anywhere. We wanted Eid cards to be just as accessible as Christmas cards at shops like Paper Source.
I never got that. Like, you see Christmas decorations everywhere all year long. We get it. Christmas is a holiday. But you know what? So is Eid.
Word. We design quirky paper goods that speak to Indians and Pakistanis. With Kishmish, they'll have a greeting card in their back pocket for every occasion.
I like that. So I can go to Paper Source right now and find one of the Eid cards right next to the Christmas cards?
You bet. Online.
That's awesome. So what's next?
We've had a neat evolution. Greeting cards are our bread and butter, but now we hand pour soy wax candles in fun, nostalgic scents. We create Bollywood and Urdu-inspired wall art and take on a bunch of custom projects. We even do weddings.
You girls are phenomenal. You're like Renaissance women. You heard it, folks. Kishmish is building an empire of South Asian-inspired giftables and paper goods right here on our home turf. To get your goods, head to shopkishmish.com now and use code DSTPODCAST for 15% off your next purchase. All right, welcome back. We left off talking about how non-Desis might perceive Bollywood dances, particularly the pelvic thrust, and how it might color their disposition about our homelands. You know, moving on, we've talked a little bit about Akshay and Saif as, you know, two primetime pelvic thrusting champions.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit more about the other faces on Mount Rushmore of pelvic thrusting, particularly... You know, we can't have this conversation without Sallu Bhai and, of course, everyone's favorite person, Govinda.
Trailblazers.
Yeah. I mean, to kick off the conversation, I guess, you know, we can talk a little bit about the different songs. There's so many. You know, there's so many examples for both of them.
Oh, my God.
I'll give it to Govinda. You know, he really changed the way that we viewed dancing. It was no longer just something that you had to do. And it became something that people actually, you know, really enjoyed seeing and going to the movies for.
Yeah.
I, you know, just like my mom was all about Mithun Chakraborty's crap moves, mm-hmm. she also was like, hey, you know, it's entertaining. When Govinda Bhai dances on the screen, I like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's I think that that's an important point. You know, he like Shahrukh. Shahrukh knows that he makes dog shit movies, but he knows the formula.
Now, yes,
especially mm-hmm. now.
Yeah,
and but he knows there's a formula for it, and he knows that people will watch it if he does a certain few things.
Yeah,
and so he continues to do it. Govinda mm-hmm. was the same way. You know, mm-hmm. every dance was very very similar. Than every other dance that he did, but just different enough that he knew people would come and really fill the theaters just to watch him dance.
Yeah, I mean, that formula, I think, even still exists modern day. I think Salman was trying all sorts of different things, like, you know, earlier in his career. Not to, like, get too sidetracked, but, like, you know, if you look at the movies now, he does. He almost creates, like, a caricature of himself. He knows that, like, deep down across India, people just want action. People just want these fun songs that are like have super catchy dance moves that are silly. So, you know, they can appeal to like, you know, children and they're just fun, right? At the end of the day.
Right.
And people can be like, oh, Salman doesn't do like, you know, these kind of moves anymore. Or like, you know, he just does the same type of stuff over and over again. But it's like, dude, like, no, it's a like Salman Khan. There's a statistic like he was literally just like the breadwinner as far as the box office is concerned. He was always... had the highest, you know, selling box office, like, you know, movies in, like, the late 2000s. Because he, like, even though it's, like, we're late in the game, but, like, that's still, like, core India, like, what they appreciate and what they like. And he figured it out.
Right.
But to get back to what we're talking about right here in the 90s, there is countless amounts of songs that Salu Bhai did. My God.
Yeah, probably the most famous is, you know, from... I mean, his best movie and most famous movie from that time is... Hum Aapke Hain Kaun,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yeah.
being paired with Madhuri always gives you kind of a leg up because you know you're going to get some crazy good dance numbers. But we got one of the most iconic songs of all time,
yeah,
which was
Didi Tera Deva Deewana, right? You know, I don't think people realize what was going on in that song. There's a lot of thrusting on Madhuri's end as well. She literally, the entire song starts out with her just backing it up into the camera and
right.
her purple sari, like her purple butt is just like coming towards you. And Salman in that is just literally watching from afar this whole time.
Right, right.
And creepy. Very creepily. As, like, you know, Madhuri is, you know, acting out with this, like, girl that's dressed as Salman Khan, you know, having a relationship with him, like, you know, in the act, like, you know, in front of everybody, they're doing this whole, like, skit. And Salman's just watching from afar, just, like, fascinated, like, what? And, like,
right.
can't believe he's being, like, you know, played like this. And then, yeah, towards the end, Salman does this, like, incredible, like, tornado...
gyration
of a move that like I don't even know, like it's just messed up my own personal like space-time continuum, like I just don't know like what is real anymore, like what happened.
It's literally as if he has like a wheel in front of him and he's turning it with his hands,
mm-hmm.
right, but his hips are also following along the same path.
Exactly. Somehow
it's crazy yeah. But you know, this song was iconic.
Mm-hmm.
It became one of, you know, if not the most watched song of his career,
for sure.
I think. And, you know, to go back to something that you said about Madhuri pelvic thrusting,
yeah.
You know, I think we agree that there were definitely women around this time that took pelvic thrusting, made it their own, and mm-hmm. totally ran away with it, right? Mm-hmm. Madhuri is obviously the first name that comes to mind, but another name that I'll throw out there is Karishma.
For Karishma Kapoor, sure.
mm-hmm. right? I still remember Lege Lege from
The
Topagale. The mm-hmm. And, you know, she's doing her thing.
Yes,
the whole
time.
Oh,
go get it, girl.
Go get it, girl. And, you know, that ownage of that move and to really take ownership of it and make it your own and basically tell everyone, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Exactly.
It's pretty sexy in and of itself.
It is. You got to give her credit. And I think our first memory as a family of Karishma Kapoor, we're like, oh, my God, Babita's daughter is on the scene now.
Yeah.
Her song was... sexy, 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 mujhe log bole, right? And that was like, what the hell is happening?
Right.
She's thrusting all over the place. She's like turning down guys left and right. It's pretty sick, actually.
Yeah.
But like, at the time, I guess we like, it became a hit because of how ridiculous it was.
Right.
And I think that also just helped launch her career at the same time, right? Because like, okay, she's arrived.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And it was just cool to see because, right. you know, I mean, I don't think we appreciated it like at the time, but like, you know, in hindsight now it's like, oh, you know what? Good for her.
Right.
Like she went and got it. She went and did her thing, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, she was a favorite partner of Govinda's in a lot of their songs. What is Mobile Number? And just all these songs end up with them two mm-hmm. together doing just these ridiculous dance moves, and she genuinely seemed as if she was enjoying these dances.
Yeah, she was having a good time.
She was having a great
time. Her and Ravina are MVPs.
Oh, for sure.
They are the dark horses in this. They're the ones, they're the true workhorses in this. You know, without them, you know, Stephanie Khan and Akshay Kumar had each other and like Meghalati Thuanadi, but for the most part, you need a female, you know, and it was mostly Karishma and Ravina. They're the true workhorses when it comes to all things pelvic thrusting. Another shout out I want to give is Salman Khan and Ravina in Koi Tutsi Achi Malengi Nai Hamiri Live Banade. Oh my god, plenty of thrusting in there.
So much thrusting. But you know what? If you do it right, in a weird way, as much as it pains me to say this, it can be entertaining and it can be fun and iconic and
yeah.
And cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, I mean we've talked about probably some of the most recognizable hip thrusts in the golden days of hip thrusting, which was the 90s. But it's evolved, and you know it's something that's stayed around even to this day. I know that when we come up with dances for mandis and weddings, even now, inevitably we're going to end up doing some hip thrusting. And I had an awkward moment.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So I had an awkward moment. I had an awkward moment, you know, at my sister's mandi because we were doing a dance, and I was doing Battamiz Dil from Ye Jawani Hai Deewani with Ranbir. And it, for the most part, the lyrics obviously are in and of itself kind of... exactly. Perfect impression.
Thank you.
You know, it's already a little bit kind of off color, but then there's this dance move where he's, you know, pointing down the ground in a circle, but he ends it with two pelvic thrusts. Mm-hmm. And we copied that move directly without really thinking twice about it. Mm-hmm. To us, you know, that's just a normal move. And as I was doing that pelvic thrust, I look up, and of course, who do I see across from me? My grandmother staring at me in my eyes. Mm-hmm. Her saying pretty much with, you know, not so many words, "What the hell? What are you thinking?"
Yes.
So it's crazy how pervasive it still is, and sometimes we do it without even thinking about it. And so give me some examples, I guess, that you have of, or maybe some actors, you know, that are still around today and make use of this great dance move and keep it popular.
You know, I think the first person that comes to mind is Ranveer Singh. I was alluding to earlier of how some of these actors have, like, the it factor when it comes to Bollywood. You know, like, I think our generation wants to see certain actors that are like, you know, oh, like a Ranbir or like, you know, which again, I love Ranbir. He's dope. But like, you know, there's certain, like people are just like, oh, we want to see like realer movies in Bollywood. We want to see like, you know, XYZ, like instead of just like the traditional stuff. But like Ranbir can do both. Ranbir can do that. But then at the same time, he can do the thrusting. He can do like, you know, just like the old school Bollywood that like we love. And he's, you can tell like a true fan of the game, you know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
He like, I mean, like he's like, that's all he's doing in the song, and that was his like breakout song,
right? I think that Ranveer has a very high appreciation for Bollywood culture, what the different dance moves might, you know, perpetuate, and just how they should be done. I think there's a right and a wrong way to do every dance move, and he walks that line magically. Like he's definitely got that it factor. I think you're right. I think a big reason for it is his ability to recognize the situation, the song, and his audience, and then play to that. Ranbir, you know, it's interesting because in real life, he kind of is a chichora, right? He's not.
He is the biggest playboy.
He's the biggest playboy in Bollywood.
He's been through all of them.
And it's funny because, you know, he plays like the simpleton, very straight edge, vanilla guy.
Suave, like.
Like in most of his movies. And then Ranbir plays kind of the more chichora, like he was in what was it, Ladies versus Ricky Bal,
yes,
as like the player or whatnot, but in real life, I mean, this guy's devoted to his wife, who, you know, may or may not be the most beautiful woman in Bollywood right now, and he sets like this completely different example, so it just shows that he's aware, you know, of like the choices that you make and the things that you portray.
That's why I appreciate him.
I think he, generally speaking, a lot of people these days appreciate Ranveer because not only of his on-screen spectacularness but his off-screen just level-headedness as well.
Yeah, he's a charmer. He's like grade A charmer.
Yeah.
Cool dude.
Now, you know, before we wrap up, I just want to say We've talked a lot of crap about these guys who are doing hip thrusting and about Bollywood in general and how it perpetuates.
Piyar se bol raha hum log.
Piyar se bol raha. you know, how Bollywood does perpetuate this kind of idea that guys can do this. You know, they can pelvically thrust at a female and it be okay. And what I'll leave you with is this, that there's always going to be actors who take advantage of it. And then there's actors who really understand that this is just part of our culture. It's something that we can't hide from, but it's something that we can change and do the right way. I think Ranveer, honestly, in the movies, as they dance, do a really good job of that. There are actors who don't do a good job of that.
No.
A favorite example of mine is my boy Imran Hashmi.
Oh.
Who, you know, every movie I've ever seen with this guy, ever, involves just gratuitous amounts of making out.
Yeah.
Some kind of sexual fantasy slash depravity.
The serial kisser himself.
Serial.
He literally took, like, what all that was. Like, you know, people were just like, oh, this is like a fun thing. It's just part of, like, you know, like, it was in control.
Right.
He literally made it a lifestyle.
Right.
He's like, no, 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 no. I'm going to just, like, this is going to ooze out in many facets of my life. And now we have the perverted man that we see today in front of us.
Right. And I mean, as many times as you said no is less than how many times he would have made out with any girl in any movie ever.
My God. Just watch this Coffee with Garden episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The rapid fire. He is literally, like, so quick to, like, yeah, I want to do a love scene with her. I will do a love scene with her. I will make out with her. Yeah, yeah. And Karan Johar obviously, like, has a boner the entire time. And this is, like, this is grade A, like, material for him. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that really gave insight that is literally, he drips sleaze.
Yeah. I'm glad you clarified why Karan Johar had a boner during that interview. Okay, so, you know, I think to summarize, the hip thrust is an iconic movement. It's something that's not going away by, you know, from what we see today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly something that has roots in something that, you know, we shouldn't really be proud of. But we definitely identify and understand where it came from and what it really meant.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's evolved into something that hopefully will be less harrowing for future generations to watch as children.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Or
I would agree. It's got to be done in doses, and, like, you know, it's the right time and place for it to be done, right?
Yeah.
It's just part of dancing. It's fun. That's it, right?
Agreed.
As long as you're not doing it at anyone or anything like that, you know, I think we're fine.
Awesome. Great. So this has been an episode of Desi Standard Time. We are the Mazes. Please feel free to subscribe and listen to our other episodes. And you'll hear from us again soon.
Take it easy, y'all.